It's show number 58. I am so excited. It's Thursday night. Can you believe it? It's the Red Boy Podcast with Absolute Amy. I can't believe it's Thursday and it's the show.
Hi, this is Kat.
And Bob.
Show us the love by emailing us at kat@catfishshow.com and let us know what amazing show you heard this on.
I don't like my job and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
You're just not going to go?
Yeah.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know, but I really don't like it, and I'm not going to go.
So you're going to quit?
Nuh-uh, not really. I'm just going to stop going.
Oh, no, no, go, go, go!
Coming to you from the dining room.
The dining room.
This is the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. Oh. And now, smack dab from the middle of the cornfields of central Illinois.
Yeah.
Here is Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
We have far too much fun with that intro every week, don't we, Amy?
Yes, we do. That's the best part of the show.
Sitting in the cornfields, dancing at the dining room table. Gives a new definition of the term table dance. How are you, Amy?
I'm great, Matt.
You are. You had a... What did you do this evening that made you so great, Amy?
I had a massage.
You had a massage?
A massage. An hour massage. Deep tissue massage.
I had an hour of feeding children, so that's not...
You are going to get your half hour massage that I got you for your Valentine's present.
Bow, chicka, bang, bow, chicka, bow.
No, stop it. Actually, this was so good. I have a lot of pain in my neck and my shoulders.
You need to take our office space advice, then you wouldn't have any pain.
And she just killed me.
I don't understand why you find that enjoyable.
No.
You go, your quote, at one point, I was almost crying. It was so painful.
No. I was crying on my way there. My shoulder hurt so bad.
Oh, I thought you were
I wasn't crying when she was massaging my back. I mean, there were some times where it got a little intense because I have some very bad knots in my shoulders because I carry all my tension and everything right there.
And, yeah, I don't have that problem so much.
You don't. So you're not going to get the deep tissue massage because that would really hurt you because I'm kind of like, please take your finger and shove it through that knot. I don't care if you break the skin and take the muscle out. It hurts.
Do you people see what I'm living with?
Yeah, so, but you're going to get the Swedish. You'll get the Swedish.
The Swedish? Is she Swedish? Does she wear a Swedish skirt in the lederhosen?
No.
Damn.
Matt.
I know. It's not going to live up to my fantasy at all, is it?
Matt, there is no fantasy. In fact, you will have to read a thing that says that there will be... that there will be absolutely... That this is a massage. This is nothing... Da, 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 da. She has everyone sign
like an anti-sex policy?
Absolutely.
Ah, well. Felt like
and I think she has a pretty big boyfriend, too. Probably kick your butt.
Yeah, my skinny redheaded butt, so...
She's trying not to have that reputation, Matt, and
I
she
know.
Doesn't. She's
can you
very
find a,
good.
Can you find a masseuse that does have that reputation?
None that I know. I know two, and they're not like that at all. They're very,
well,
very
if you know one,
nice
please send
people.
Your comments.
Shut to up.
But welcome back to Red Boy Podcast.
All that good stuff that was going on in my back is starting the tension of being sitting here across from you is starting to come back.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, at least this week I got you a drink, or at least you got your own drink.
Yeah, really.
I'd like to thank the class, our listeners, for the extra credit they put in this week.
Good extra credit?
Well, you know, I need a lot of validation.
You do need validation.
And I threw a line out there last week asking for some validation.
Really, you did? Because, see, I don't remember last week's show.
You probably don't remember 3 minutes ago in this show, so...
Yeah, I do, but I was too busy with my new toy.
I know. No, Amy's on an anti-computer.
Hey, my toy, look, it's in its little, what is it off?
It's sleeping.
Oh, it's sleeping. But what happened to the little dot that makes it look like it's sleeping?
I don't know, maybe it is off.
Maybe my battery's dead.
Could be. We were going to actually do this in GarageBand tonight, but I'm a little scared. But I want to thank those who validated my existence in podcasting. We had Mike and Janet from Let's Talk About Disney post on the map.
Woo!
Scott and Steve from Extra Points and Ross and Karen from Z
Ooh.
And Z.
Ooh. Oh, do I need to go out and look at the map?
No, you don't.
I could go out there and
you
I could
look
right now.
But you're not going to.
Look, the computer's awake.
It is awake. I made a serious tactical error in buying her this computer. But Karen from ZNZ offered to help you with your Mac because they have, I think, 3 iBooks, I heard.
Oh, cool.
But at the same time, I think it was Karen. I may have my emails crossed. I apologize if that's wrong. I'm having this sudden delusion that I may be incorrect with who had that. But anyway, you're doing very well. You actually jumped right on board, and you actually have made your little movie. You jumped
into
iMovie.
Now, unfortunately, I'm in iMovie, but I only used photographs. Because
but still, to get in there with no instruction and to take off, you did well. I was impressed.
I did. I added music. I had some transitions.
And you've corrected a few transitions because every photo had the exact same Ken Burns effect of just zoom out, zoom out, zoom out, photo after photo. It's a little nauseating at first.
We have quite a few now that zoom in.
Ooh. And you have some crossfades?
I did.
You are.
I will have to say that my biggest fan is Luke. He is very excited. He thinks that some of my transitions are pretty cool. He goes, ooh, ah, oh, I like that one. He keeps telling me to add more. Add more. Ooh, that was a good one. Do that one again.
Okay, yes. He also will color an entire picture with one color Crayola, too, so. Take it for what it's worth.
No, he does too now.
Oh, okay.
Spider-Man's red and blue, you know.
Well, and speaking of validation, which you weren't, but I'm going back to what I was talking about before you got back to your movie.
No, you were talking about me. You're the one who deviated on that one, not me. I know I'm all over.
Our good friend from across the pond, well, the other pond, called in.
Ozzy.
Hey, Ozzy Tom. No, I'm Ozzy Tom. You're Red Boy and Amy. And I'm a bit annoyed. How come there's no... What happened to Aussie Tom's Dictionary? That was my favorite segment. It's all right. Never mind about that last point I just made. So anyway, I upload my show when I'm finally able to use some broadband. And you've only uploaded your show once. You've been to Disneyland, and I've started a new job. So we both had a lot of fun. And that was that other point. I remembered. What's the pound key? What's the pound key?
That's part of the voicemail.
Pound key? I've been scouring my phone for the pound key. No, I'm not a stupid. I'm assuming that the pound is the little noughts and crosses thing. We call that a hash. A hash key.
Isn't that interesting? A hash key.
And what does it mean? What kind of pound are you talking about? That's a pound key. That's it. I don't know why I called back.
There's actually 2 calls I put together because he went on for about 30 seconds. What was my
thing? I miss him. You know, he's busy now because he's an adult.
Well, and he doesn't have access to broadband. So
he has a new job.
He grows up and he grows up.
Yep.
But no, I don't even know if he's still right, though. He calls it knots and crosses. Wouldn't that be the star key?
The star would be the star, I think.
But what the knots and a cross? My knots and crosses.
Okay, stop it, because you're no good at accents.
Aaron and I both need lessons, yes.
No, you don't need lessons. Just don't do it. It's not going to happen. It doesn't work for you. Being kind of goofy with your big helmet on, you're looking good.
That's a headphone reference
looking
for those who can't see it
Mr.
on the radio.
Kata,
anyway,
the headphones.
But aren't knots and crosses, wouldn't you see that being a star? The knots? You think that's... Okay. No, but the pound key is the tic-tac-toe looking thing.
It's the hashes. I think that's... You
know. But we also use it universally for number. Like, use that
number
sign and 1. So, do you really see it used for actually a pound? Like, 16 and that symbol? Like, 16 pounds?
You know, I don't really read about pounds.
So, I wonder, though...
Usually, it's the LBS.
But see, Aussie Tom wouldn't know what LBS meant because...
Because it's not pounds.
Because over there, it'd be a... KG, right? Kilogram?
I guess. Or I'm not metric-centric.
I am very not metric-centrical. No. Making up words as well.
Yeah, exactly. Let's metric-centric.
I'm not metric-centrical. Well, we got a couple other things, and coming up tonight, Amy.
What?
I brought back a game.
The game? Which game? Which game? Ooh, is it going to be the one about what the hell did
they say? Since Tom obviously made it clear, we don't have any Aussie words. Oh, there was an Aussie word on his show, though.
What was it?
A bum bag.
What's a bum bag?
I think, I'm not sure. I think it's a fanny pack, is my guess. I don't know.
Who knows?
We need him to explain for us. We also have gotten our taxes done. We had professionally done taxes this year.
Get quite the return.
Yes, and probably would have screwed ourselves to the wall if we tried to do it ourselves.
No, but we get quite the return.
And wouldn't you agree, Amy, there's far less stress having somebody else do it?
Far less stress because of the way we would do it on TurboTax. TurboTax...
series of fits and spurts and slaps.
It doesn't, like...
Lots of alcohol.
It doesn't ask you for something until the end where...
No, well, here's
the
root problem.
So you're going through and you're looking at it and you're thinking you're owing this huge amount until the very end.
TurboTax in the top left, those who haven't used it, in the top left corner, and maybe there's another tax cut too. But TurboTax in the top left corner has a number. And that's either your return or how much you owe. But it's a running tally. But you don't know, I mean, like our refund isn't done until it's totaled.
Yeah, so you
in the beginning, you're going to owe. Until you've all your deductions. So at one point, last year, I think we were like owing $2,000. And we're looking at this number going, what the hell? We're stressing out. We're, you know, guzzling beers, freaking out, beating the children. Couldn't stand it.
There was only one child at that time.
Beating the child, sorry.
And then, you know, he's still not recovered from that good beating.
And then you get to finally get to a screen where you enter a magical number, and all of a sudden it goes green, and you get money back.
Yeah. We did not do that this year.
No.
Well, with the adoption we had.
Yeah, there's the credits for that.
But I will say that the child tax credit. Woo-hoo!
I'm thinking we might adopt again just for the child tax credit and the adoption credit. No, I don't think we're coming out ahead either way. But it was just nice to be able to hand a pile of paper to somebody and say, here you go.
Who asked this question? Goes, okay.
Do you have this? And I just email it back, and he magically calls me up and says, here's a bunch of money.
No, it was awesome.
I dig it. And we probably have two new listeners.
Two?
I handed out a business card today at work to Paul. Paul, he does our Mac support at work.
Hi, Paul.
So hopefully
he's tuning in and he's getting to listen to this garbage tonight.
He's going, okay, well, they do a podcast. That is true.
It is a podcast.
And my aunt got an iPod.
I know.
So I don't know if she's actually listening or not.
Cool.
Hi, Dee Dee, if you are listening. We'll give you a big shout out, big ups. What up? We're down with, you know, no.
She just turned it off.
She
She's okay. Like, okay, losers.
Back to James Taylor I go. So, Amy, with that, would you like to play your favorite game?
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Who the f*** said that?
I pay my dues time after time.
Welcome to What the Hell Did They Say? It's a show where you guessed it, What the Hell Did They Say?
Informer, you know, say that I'm a slow me, I go blam. I like you, boom, boom, bam. Take the mind that says that I'm a slow me, slam, somewhere down the lane.
Sit back, relax, and play along as Red Boy and Absolute Amy take you through What the Hell Did They Say? Right here on the Red Boy Podcast.
In my bald hair. Well, welcome to What the Hell Did They Say? We haven't done a What the Hell Did They Say in a long time.
We haven't, you know.
I was missing. I was missing some of the games, so I decided
I
wanted to bring
some games back. And then I want to make an announcement after we're done playing our game.
Okay.
Well, it's a segment that I'm going to be in charge of on the Red Boy Podcast that you're not even quite aware of.
Oh, I'll have to throw in the disclaimer.
But it will be very exciting. It's going to be an exciting segment that will be coming up in the next week.
Okay.
We all might even have to change the night of the show.
Holy cow. We would not do that.
To correspond segment.
Would we do that? We'd actually change
the
night?
I don't think we'd have to.
No.
I don't think. No.
All
not
right.
Really.
Well,
not
welcome
at
back
all.
To What the Hell Did They Say? If you're not familiar with it and didn't pay attention to the opener, you guessed it. You guess What the Hell Did They Say. We take clips from popular songs. We'll probably get sued someday by the RA, I'm sure, for the 30 seconds we take up. But we have fun trying anyway. So, Amy.
Okay.
The first one tonight, we're going to start with Keith Urban's You'll Think of Me.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right.
And as usual, those who haven't heard this before, usually the first couple rounds, the sound comes out not quite right. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, you're going to blast us out.
Take your cat and leave my sweater. We have nothing left to weather.
Initial response, Amy.
Take my cat and leave my sweater.
Okay, so let it be known. Amy said, take my cat and leave my sweater. All right, now I'll give you the choices.
Okay.
Well, I'll let you hear it one more time.
Okay.
I found I let you listen to it too many times. That's why you get it right.
Take your cat and leave my sweater.
Oh, take your cat.
Okay, what?
Take your cat and leave my sweater because we have nothing left to weather.
All right, here's your choices.
Okay.
Take your cat and leave my sweater.
That's it. Ding, ding, ding.
Take
ding.
Your cap and leave my sweater. Take your can't believe my sweater. Take your cat and weave a sweater.
I got it.
What is it?
I said it. It's the first one.
What?
Take your cat and leave my sweater.
Take your cat and leave my sweater.
It is, in fact.
We have nothing left to weather.
Yes, take your cat.
Is he a country singer?
Well, there was some confusion on the site that I was going from. Because one actually said the original lyric was, take your cap and leave my sweater. What? You could have a hat in a relationship. That's possible.
Well, you know, we have hats and caps.
Yeah, I don't know if we broke up, I'd say, take your hat.
Take your cap.
Leave my sweater. Weave me a sweater.
Or you could be, you know, that takes us back to days of yore. When, you know, a couple would break up and steal the sweatshirt or.
I lost a lot of good SIGUP gear to ex-girlfriends. I have like one t-shirt left.
No, you have a sweatshirt that I wear.
That you wear. You have two sweatshirts that you wear. That's right.
No, I think one. I don't know where the other one.
I don't know where it went. You probably wash your car with it. Oh, wait, you don't wash your car. All right, next one is Gwen Stefani Luxurious.
I'll never get this.
I love Gwen Stefani.
I do too. She's pregnant, you know.
Actually, I couldn't find this on the site I get funny lyrics from. So I had a guy at work listen to this and give me a suggestion. So here you go.
Okay.
So what do you think, Amy?
Okay.
You want to hear it one more time before you have to guess?
I don't know what the beginning was at all.
Well, that's the part you're having to guess on. Because the cashmere.
I got the cashmere part.
Yeah.
And something
and
into fifth gear.
Gear. And something. All right. One more time for you.
We're so right. Bitchin' in love.
Okay. That's one of the choices that we have. Yes. We're so bitchin' in love. We're so itchin' in love. Which you don't want to itch when you're in love.
No.
My personal choice was, okay, well, hold on. We have, we're so bitchin' up. Mm-hmm. We're so bitchin'. Here, you hear that. Listen.
We're so bitchin' up.
See? No, I think we're so itchin'.
And then we're soapin' it up. And then, hold on, we got one more. We're so rich in love. What do you think it is?
I think it's the last one.
Which one?
We're so rich in love.
It is. We're so rich.
That makes a little bit more sense with the cashmere.
The problem is that the ones that we usually think it is don't
but
make sense.
But initially, I thought it was we're so bitchin' in love.
That was what my friend said at work. Mine was the bitchin' up, but he said, I think they're saying we're so bitchin' love.
I've never heard that.
Blah, 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 blah.
I like Gwen. She's one of my
I
favorites.
I love Gwen Stefani.
She's a real cutie.
I never noticed.
Really? Never.
I ain't no holla back girl, okay?
Okay, whatever. Please, I can't stand it when you start, you know, singing Shania.
Okay. You're going to hate this one because you don't like her, but it's a fun one to play. You hate Mariah Carey.
Mm. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. I'm a millionaire.
You have to clip like that? All right. Just like the cats on commercial life. Really gonna get. So it's the beginning.
Okay, you're going to play that. I didn't really even understand anything.
All right, well, I'll let you know. My guess was just like a cab on commission.
Okay. Just like the cats on commercial
life. Really gonna get. Another option is just like a cow gone commercial. Just like a gal on commission. And just like a cab on commission.
I would say a gal on commission.
Just like the cabs on commercial life.
I have no idea.
It is It's just like a Calgon commercial. I really got to get up.
Okay,
here.
You know what? She gets paid way too much for her lyrics.
Here's my question. Calgon Take Me Away. Wasn't that a bath soap?
Yeah.
Okay, so like a Calgon commercial, I got to get up out of here. You're not going anywhere. A Calgon commercial, you're getting in your damn bathtub.
I don't get it.
Neither do I.
You know what? I don't like Mariah, Matt.
I know you don't.
I so don't like Mariah.
Mariah is a cab on commission.
I don't like her. I don't know what it is, but I think it's because whenever I see her, she's wearing like...
What do you call it? The porpoise, the way she sings? Okay, okay. Oh, you don't have to do that. Okay.
But it's much longer and...
Much more annoying.
I mean, I don't... I mean, I watched her Cribs show when she did her crib thing, which she has a phenomenal house.
Well, she's got a gajillion dollars.
And she's very nice and she's very sweet. And I really did... I mean, on that thing, I thought she was, you know, okay. But I'm like, oh, honey, okay, please. You can afford to dress better. Not like...
I know.
You know...
Hey.
It's just bad.
She got the big old top.
Well, you know, she's a girl who's got curves, and she needs to be wearing some clothes. I mean, I just, every time she's on something. And she's not a really good-looking blonde. She needs to darken up her hair a little bit.
And?
She'd look better. I mean.
Are you going to dress her or what?
No, I think Mariah needs a makeover story.
Mariah's makeover.
I mean, come on.
The views expressed by Absolute Amy do not necessarily reflect those of Red Boy, the Red Boy Podcast, Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, or Redcorn Industries, LLC.
Okay, here comes number four.
Shut up is all I have to say to you and Raymer on
Shub
that.
Shub up. I love Mr. Oh, visit madtownaces.com. Get some mad hits from Mr. Raymer. He's going to be doing some more stuff for us soon that he doesn't even know yet. So.
Really?
Number four.
Okay. Look at the tested and declare before the grace go on.
Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find. Okay. You know what, this needs to be a video cast, this segment, just because the look in your face, you're like, you want to hear it one more time? This is Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, the impression that I get. Look at the tested and declare before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find. What we're focusing on is that first sentence.
All right.
What I say is, look, go get tested if... For the grace of wine.
Okay, no.
Look at the tested and think they're, but for the...
No, go... It's look at the testament. Look at the tested and think there before the grace go I. Therefore, the grace go I.
Oh, there's look... Look will look get you tested before the graceful wine. What do you say? Look
at the testament. Therefore, look by the grace of God, go I. Might be a coward,
I'm afraid of what I might. Look at the what?
I don't know. Just tell us.
Well, the testament, that's a good one. I didn't hear that. The real answer is look at the tested and think there, but for the grace I go, might be a coward. I looked it up twice. It doesn't make any sense. I know. I looked it up twice.
Okay, enough. Just move on. Look at the tested and think there before the grace go on. Might be a coward. I'm afraid of what I might find. Never had to knock on wood. Okay, enough.
I think you're 0 for 4. And
you
can do Jack
Swing on my next. You've been listening to What the Hell Did They Say? It was nice, the party was pumping. The hottest game to sweep the podcast nation. This game and its likeness are copyright Redcorn Industries, LLC, void in Rhode Island. See you next time here on the Red Boy Podcast for What the Hell Did They Say?
Hell yeah, turn it up.
Okay, you want to hear what I wanted, what are my new segment's going to be? My new weekly segment?
We need an intro, Raymer. Amy's new weekly segment. Go, Amy, go.
My new weekly segment is going to be...
But hold on, before you do that...
The views expressed by Absolute Amy do not necessarily...
All right, I'll stop. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to do an American Idol update.
That is an awesome idea. I love it, Amy. Go.
I love it. I don't really have a great update from last night's show, but we're down to 12 girls and 12 boys, ladies and gentlemen.
They finally
filtered
down.
We're down
to
the 24. It was a fun show last night.
Well, and we're up to... Now we're down to where the people vote, right?
Here, I'll tell you. Let's talk.
Because before it was
I don't...
Yeah, I think from now on it's up to the people.
I don't know. I'm going to have to read up. I'm not sure. But let me tell you this. let's see. We're going to have, let's see, the contestants are Ace, Ayla, Becky, Bobby, Brenna, Bucky, Chris, David.
Bucky?
Bucky.
Wasn't Bucky a beaver?
I don't know. Bucky, Chris, David, Elliot, Greeden?
Sure. Greeden.
Heather, Lisa, Katrina, Kanick, Kelly, Kevin.
Are they alphabetical order?
Mandisa, Melissa.
Must be.
Paris, Patrick, Stevie, Sway, Taylor, and Will.
Who named half these freaking children?
I don't know, but they are some cute kids. I am ready.
But yes, we are
now. I am living for Idol.
12
okay.
and 12.
Well, here they are. Here they are.
Okay, people can't see that. Go to AmericanIdol.com.
Well, yeah, go to AmericanIdol.com. You're going to get, you know, like, you know, this is a
You know what? And we
here.
Should, you know what? Right now, let's do this.
Oh, go no, to, I'm opening my trash.
Stop.
Poop.
Go to AmericanIdol.com. Email redboy at redboypodcast.com. Your choice, and we'll put everybody in a pool, quote unquote. You pick maybe your top, let's say your top two. Pick the boy and the girl you think.
Well, no, might, I don't think, I think what we need to do is get down to the 12. Get then, down no. to the 12, because the 12 is where it really starts to happen. That's at work. That's where we have our
all
pool
right.
put
we'll
together
till,
and
we'll
stuff.
Till, all right, when we get down to 12.
I'm going
to
tell you, Mandisa, I love her.
There's some. There's
great.
Another wannabe Clay Aiken. Who's the guy right there? With the
oh,
orange,
that's little
name?
Kevin.
Yeah, he's a wannabe.
Kavias, I think is his name. And then there's Taylor Hicks. I'm sorry.
Which one's that one?
The guy with the gray hair. You know, when I was 29 years old, if I had that much gray hair, I'd been dying it. I don't care.
Just for men, baby. Just for men.
I think Heather's going to be someone who's going to be to reckon with because she's a gorgeous little blonde. Brenna will be in it. I'm sure that Kelly will be in it.
There you go. Okay, quit reading their website. Next time, do
that's what we're going to do. I'll do so. But no, this just came to me.
Yes, that's a very good idea. I like it. Amy's new thing. There you go.
We'll
Amy's
do an American Idol update.
Idol update.
We'll have that means people you're gonna have to watch the show. You need to take notes. You can eat, and we're gonna do the show on Thursday night. So,
but if you want to send us your
after Wednesday, you know you can send me some comments about what you think, what you thought of the show.
Amy at redboypodcast.com.
And then hopefully maybe we would be able to, you know, maybe there's some time we there might be able, we might have to move the show to a Friday so I have some time for show prep. Maybe if there's so many comments that are coming in on that listener
you're
line.
Flooded.
I'm sure that I will. I'm sure it's going to be just phenomenal. And if you want to even, you know, call us.
206-888-GEEK.
206-888-4335. We could even do, you know, if you're interested, we could even do, you
Skype
know, like
interview.
A Skype interview on like what your take was on
if
the
If there
show.
Are any other American Idol junkies out there, let us know. We'll get a Skype interview set up. But
I
if you
started
wanna,
with the first season.
There you go.
While you were out golfing, Luke and I.
God forbid. If you played. Want to send us your boy and girl pick at the 24 level, we'll welcome those. If not, you can save
work.
It. We'll take it at the 12. And
behind
we'll,
the scenes,
and we'll see,
my idol.
We'll see which listener of the Red Boy podcast wins the... You know what? Here it is. Throw it in, and we'll give you a Red Boy prize package. We will. We'll. You know what? We'll get you a 100yearpicnic.com. Well, not .com. 100-year picnic. Jeff's
what
band.
What the heck's that?
Well, we'll play their song next time. I don't have it queued up this time. When we get down to the top 12... You send us your picks, and the winner gets a 100-year picnic CD and a Red Boy Podcast t-shirt. So stay tuned for that wonderful thing. So, Amy, and stay tuned for next time. I have the top 50 gadgets of the past 50 years I've been wanting to get to, but haven't had a chance. So
I have to tell you, last night Luke and I were watching a show, and it was about those mega earth mover things. It was very impressive.
Was it?
They were. It was
lots
pretty
of
cool.
Discovery Channel, are we?
Yeah. Well, because your son's new favorite show is the Cash Cab.
Oh, Cash Cab. We mentioned it the last show. I think channel 44 in the cornfields here, but
it's on the. What it's not
Discovery Channel.
Yeah, it is on the Discovery Channel because Luke. I mean, he wants to watch it. I want a Cash Cab.
I know.
Is Cash
I have
Cab
a TiVo
on?
Cash Cab just so you can watch it. So. Thank you for joining us once again for the crazy debauchery that is the Red Boy Podcast.
Man, the show's over already?
I know. You know, we don't want to bore people.
It went by fast.
I know, it does.
And you're having fun.
I know. We click, Amy, we click.
We were clicking and grooving.
So stay tuned for that Red Boy Podcast contest. You get it. What? Did you just kick over?
It's a Star Wars can that a watch came in that we still have on the floor.
So stay tuned for that. Yeah, we'll throw in a CD and... Anybody else who wants to donate anything to the Red Boy Podcast American Idol prize pack, please feel free to.
Hey, maybe that's what we could do. We could get from all of our fellow podcasters, they could like do a little donation to our extravaganza, our big prize package. It could be a podcasting
a podcasting prize package extravaganza.
Yeah.
Well, we've got 12 contestants to kick off before we have to get too close to that, so...
We've got time, folks.
Yes, it will be the hottest thing in podcasting. And there's actually the Podcast Morons episode number 2 is out. Check us out, podcastmorons.com. And the Podcast Outlaws have a new concept in the hopper. It is hot. It is the kickinest thing hitting podcasting
really
in the past 3 days at least. So.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Email us, redboy at redboypodcast.com. Amy on her new iBook will receive your emails at amy at redboypodcast.com. Voicemail 206-888-GEEK, 406-888-4335. And of course, there's the website, redboy at redboypodcast. No, that's the email again, redboypodcast.com. Check us out. Stick a pin in our Frapper map. We'd appreciate it. We'd love to see where you all are at. So check us out. We'll check you out checking us out. Amy, we got a song for tonight. Matthew Ebel, I know you're there. Check him out. He's on the PodSafe Music Network. Amy, what do you say for tonight? You are
out.
No, you're absolute Amy.
Oh, I'm absolute Amy.
And I'm Red Boy, and I am out, and you are. This is really bad.
Let's just.
How about we are
out?
Say